Instructional Films from the 60s presents Secretary's Day. Look, there's Linda. She's a secretary. Linda's wearing a mini skirt, pantyhose, high heels, and a beehive hairdo loaded with Aquanet. Here comes Linda's boss. He's smoking a Salem cigarette in the office and asks Linda to get him a cup of coffee. As she turns, he pats her bottom. He's inviting her into his office to take dictation. Mr. Johnson is on the phone with his wife, telling her to eat dinner without him. Next, he tells Janet he wants to thank her on Secretary's Day by taking her out to dinner. Looks like Janet's going to get a raise.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from... 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this script.
You're having a hard time this morning.
All right, so should I get checked out if for a moment I was looking on the screen and it looked like the Mike Show logo was upside down to me?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Should I go to the doctor's?
You were sitting right side up, right?
Yeah, I think I was.
Yeah, well then. Yeah,
it was like that.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
All right. Yeah.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Do you have stuff to clean this mess of a break room?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Good morning.
Good morning, people.
Today is April 24th.
Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
I'm starving.
Oh, pigs in a blanket.
Pig in a blanket.
Have a pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
Pig in a blanket.
Pigs in blankets.
This little piggy is probably the last one you'd expect to have a national day, but...
Happy National Pig in a Blanket Day.
People love them.
Yeah. Pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
It's showtime.
Yeah. Okay, so... So up north, this is what we call pigs in the blanket. Here, let me share the screen right there. Okay.
No.
That's not what we...
Here, wait.
Hold on. That's what you guys call pigs in the blanket.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm from upstate New York originally.
Well, that's what every... Okay, so check that. That's what Tab calls pigs in the blanket.
Okay.
And when I said that I was going to make pigs in the blanket, she was like, I'm not going to eat that. And I'm like, what? It's ground beef and rice and it's wrapped in cabbage. And that's what we... Okay, here. So
yeah, pigs aren't beef.
Pigs in the blanket cabbage. Polish. Okay. Here.
That explains it.
So it's stuffed cabbage, okay?
Okay.
All right. But we always called it, well, that's not a good picture of it. We always called it pigs in the blanket.
Okay.
Okay. So here, images. Yeah. So that right there. Okay, I'm going to share that on the screen once I get the music started over here. Here we go.
Yeah, put on the pig in the blanket music.
I am the pig in the blanket music.
That was really expensive. It's good that we finally get to use it.
Yeah, there we go. So here, this is what I know to be pigs in the blanket, the stuffed cabbage.
And it's stuffed with beef.
It's stuffed with beef.
But beef isn't pig?
I don't know why they called it that. I guess I can Google it. I don't know why my family called it that. My grandma called it that. My mom called it that.
Yeah.
And that was when we said, oh, we're going to have pigs in the blanket. That's what we were having.
Hmm. Okay.
And then I told Tab, you know, because I had all this ground beef and I had all this cabbage. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna make pigs in the blanket. And she's like,
hello!
No, wait a minute.
She didn't say that.
She said, she said that.
Yeah.
And couldn't understand why I was so adamant.
And
I
she
really
just kept saying it.
Really, really, really wanted to make this pigs in the blanket. And I'm like, no, you'll love it. And then I go, okay, look, you like the ground beef with the rice in it. You like cabbage dishes that I make. And she goes, that's not pigs in the blanket.
Yeah.
Pigs in the blanket are those little wieners wrapped in dough.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
or my ex-wife.
And I'm like, no, it's not. It's cabbage with beef. And then she's like asking, you know, all these people, what are pigs in the blanket? And everybody's saying they're little cocktail wieners with dough wrapped around them.
Well, remember I was there for that conversation. That was at the Super Bowl party.
You, bless you. You were.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, okay, that was one of many conversations that we've had about this particular dish.
Yeah.
And I'm staring at all these images of pigs in the blanket or stuffed cabbage, as you call them, mm-hmm. or as any other people call them, as Tab calls them. And so it's, you know. So, yeah. Anywho's. So now I think I want to make that. Hi there. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday Hump Day edition of the program. So happy you could join us
yep.
right here, right now on Radio 434. the Radio 434 apps and Radio 434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you say? Well,
I don't know.
Very simply, you enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill.
Hello!
And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so easy. Even Rob can do it.
I do it all day long.
Yeah.
Usually in private.
Now, if you want to listen to the podcast after the live show, we take all the segments that we do, we repack it into a podcast, and
we roll it in cabbage.
We do, and then we pour tomato sauce, and it's
serve filled, it up hot.
Yeah, it's filled with ground beef and rice. Ad block, please go away.
So yummy.
Look at those. Oh my God, I'm looking at the cabbage pictures again.
Who doesn't want our show packaged and wrapped in cabbage?
Oh, that would be so delicious. With a nice filling of ground beef and rice.
Yeah.
Anywho, so you can get the podcast after the show.
Mm-hmm.
We repack it. And then we load it on up into the oven, and then you can find it on the Alexa, as a matter of fact, just simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And it goes all the way back through all the shows into the early 1900s. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now, some of those are on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to order those specifically.
Yeah, it's our mail order system.
Yeah, but they're...
or female, you know, we don't...
But they're the 88 RPM, so you have to have an old Victrola to play those.
Totally worth it, though.
Mm-hmm, it is. Let's see. Oh, yeah, you can get the podcast on Apple and Spotify and Amazon Music, RSS.com, and on our website, radio434.com.
Sam's Club.
Oh, well, if you use one of their computers, sure.
That's right next to the 17-gallon vegetable oil. Tucked right in there next to the 50-pound bag of rice, which you'll need.
You will.
To make the Mike Show in a blanket.
Yes, you will. All right, coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get really smart with 5 random facts. We're going to get really dumb with your stupid criminals in the news. We've got a good news story for you. We'll share that. And, let's see. Oh, okay. Two things.
Okay.
You've seen the robots that Boston Dynamics is making.
Yes. Right? Horrifying.
They are absolutely
especially the way they stand up.
Oh.
Like, could you make it any scarier to have them stand up?
Now, we showed you that video.
God.
And we talked about that. For those of you that are listening, it is just frightening.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. Well, now you can buy your own robot dog.
Okay, that doesn't sound bad.
That has a flamethrower.
Okay, yeah. See, that's...
built into it.
That's the... yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
You operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. And, yeah.
Because, I mean...
so it basically... it's called...
oh, I hope it has a good name.
Oh, this is the best name. It's the Terminator.
The Terminator?
Yeah, Thermo and Terminator.
Oh, God.
The Terminator.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, not like Thurman or Herman or Merman, but no, the Terminator.
Yeah.
And it costs about $9,400. It's basically like a guard dog that shoots flames up to 30 feet. Now, but I am hoping.
But why, though?
Okay, well, I don't know. They're pushing the guard dog angle. But they do list 8 different things that it's perfect for. Okay.
Okay.
So here's what I'm hoping, though. I'm hoping that the flames shoot out of its butt.
That should at least be an option. That should be an option. Because if you're using it for the guard dog thing, it needs to either be able to turn around really fast or have that as an option. Or, like, lift its leg.
Well, no. The
you know,
lifting,
like, pee flames.
The lifting the leg part. Well, no, that's actually funny. But the lifting the leg part, I think it should have a built-in fire extinguisher.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So it could shoot the flames out of its butt, and then it could walk over to the charred mess and lift its leg and pee on the flames. Well, anyway, so we're going to learn...
be a big friggin' dog robot.
We're going to learn more about this flame-throwing robot dog and our top list, the top things owning a flamethrower robot dog says about you.
Okay.
All right, we're going to learn.
I wonder if there's financing available for that.
There is. There actually is.
Nice.
Yes, even you can afford a flame-throwing robot dog.
Yeah. All right. My apartment lease doesn't actually allow actual dogs, but I'm betting there's a loophole coming up for good old Rob.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could help them with controlled burns.
Of course.
You could help
or
them.
Or uncontrolled inside burns.
You can help them. You can help them clearing brush. Imagine that. Imagine your robot flame-throwing dog. You know, bending over and...
rent it out for kids' parties? Recoup some of that money?
Pyrotechnics?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're going to talk about that and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. Let's do this. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchases required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
How much is that doggy in the window?
Warning.
The one with the...
Terminator flamethrower robot dog with powerful destructive breath. Get yours today. Kevlar suit for petting not included.
I do hope that
All right, yeah. The mic show, probably about how it would go down, right?
Yeah, it's definitely one scenario, yeah.
So we told you about the flame-throwing robot dog in the show open, right? And it's a real thing, by the way. Let me see if I can... There's a photo of it. Oh, my Lord!
That's really it?
That is really it. Here, let me...
Oh, goodness.
Yes, I know. Here, let me
share. I wonder if they're available in different models, like a dachshund.
Well, the one that should shoot flames out its butt should be a Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah,
the farting Cocker Spaniel. Now look at that. Oh, that is just frightening.
Yeah, that's not horrific.
If you saw that coming at you in the woods, I mean, it's all over, right?
Well, it's a doggo, so I would pet it. I would try to.
It's just like... Ah! That's Rob trying to pet the dog.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, you might need something.
Yeah, skin graft.
All right, so there it is. It's the flame-throwing robot dog that we told you about. It cost around $9,400. And I guess... guard dogs are obsolete now because this is even more intimidating.
Yeah, but can you imagine that thing going off in your house though? That'd be like somebody breaks in and you just toast them right there in the foyer.
Okay, now wait a minute. This is okay. I'm thinking kebabs. I'm thinking roasting marshmallows.
Yeah.
Marshmallows.
Yeah. Wouldn't be a roast. Yeah. A marshmallow roast, that'd be
Maybe it can adjust its setting so it only shoots a little flame.
Why would you, though? Why would that even be an option?
I don't know.
If you have a robot dog that shoots flames out of its mouth...
up to 30 feet.
Why would you have any setting but full blast?
Well, anyway, this is a company called Throw Flame is selling this. It's called the Terminator. You can operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control. The website says they're legal in all 50 states, but you just need a special permit in California and Maryland.
Of course, they're legal.
They're not pushing the guard dog angle, but they do list 8 different things that it is perfect for. It includes, as we mentioned, controlled burns, ice and snow removal.
Okay.
Clearing weeds, pyrotechnics, or entertainment.
Yeah, for sure.
And also pest removal. Okay?
Can you aim the head so that it shoots down to the ground?
Well, okay, look at it. It's actually the flamethrower is kind of like mounted on its back.
Oh.
And the flames are shooting because this would be, I guess, its snout. Or it's I don't know. I'm not exactly sure.
Hmm.
But anyway, so if you want to see an image of this, it's up on our screen at the Mike Show VA on Facebook. So that got us thinking.
Yeah, we think.
Sometimes. I mean, now you can own a flamethrower robot dog for only $10,000. Okay?
I mean,
why not get two?
Yeah,
they could like play together.
Dogs are happier with a friend.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that much.
They are. Like, so could you imagine two flamethrower dogs? But if one of them got pissed off at the other one, they're like having flamethrower battles in your backyard.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, mind blown. At the Maker Faire. One year they did like the robot wars,
mm-hmm.
where the robots would do battle against one another.
Yep.
One of those suckers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bring one of those suckers.
Freaking melt the wheels right off of those little robots.
So it's kind of a warped idea of what a pet should be. But find out what else possessing Cujo 2.0 tells others about you with today's list. It's our top list today. top things owning a flamethrower robot dog says about you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go. Number one. I want the equivalent of a chihuahua. Top things owning a flamethrower robot dog says about you. I love to scare Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yes.
I'm tired of lighting stuff with matches.
Okay.
Using a Ring camera to keep people off my property. So 2023.
Yeah.
Yep. Top things owning a flamethrower robot dog says about you. I don't mind cleaning up little piles of batteries all over the floor. Instead of sit, shake, or roll over, I think pets should know how to burn, terrify, and assassinate.
Yeah.
Top things owning a flamethrower robot dog says about you. I want to be the baddest owner at the dog park.
For real?
Yeah. It's our top list today. Top things owning a robot flamethrower dog says about you. I'm really into Terminator and also Marmaduke. Top things owning a flamethrower robot dog says about you. I make unwise financial decisions.
Yeah.
Or do I?
I will say one thing.
Well, I mean,
I'm rich.
You know,
you're not.
Keeping people off your property.
Yeah.
Seeing a dude go up in flames is a pretty good deterrent, for me.
It would be. Oh, my. Anyway, the Mike Show. Today is Wednesday?
Yeah.
It's the hump day edition of the program. Spend it with someone you like. All right. Coming up, we got news, and we've got not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep. I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. One in three people wouldn't marry their spouse today. Or in the Golden Bachelor's case, 3 months ago. The Cinemark movie theater chain is being sued for underfilling sodas. Which begs the question, who are those people who felt like they didn't have a big enough cup? You can now buy a robot dog with a flamethrower attached, just in case your dream is to be the worst Bond villain ever. And the average American pays over $500,000 in taxes over their life. But isn't it worth it to live in the only country that's won every Super Bowl, baby? This is not headline news.
It's not. It's the Mike Show, however, and we're so darn happy that you took a little bit of time to either listen or watch or whatever you're doing with us.
Yeah.
In the tub. I don't know where you're at. I don't know where you're at. You know, you could be listening in the tub, for all I know.
That's true.
You could be.
It's true. Could be listening in one of our tubs. Because we're not there.
We're not there. Exactly.
I mean.
And you know.
Clean it out at least when you're done.
I mean, you know how many tubs we have.
I'm rich. You're not.
Yeah.
Lots of tubs. I didn't find the story I wanted to read. Okay, so we talked about or Billy Big Voice talked about how much we'll spend over our lifetime in paying taxes on average.
Okay.
But what about what you spend a year in tipping?
Hmm.
The people who aren't frustrated by the tipping epidemic would argue that it's not required, or it's just a couple bucks here and there. But it does add up.
We're calling it an epidemic?
Yeah, a tipping epidemic. There's okay, let me read on. Let me explain.
Okay.
Let me explain, Lucy. New research claims the average American spends an estimated $454 a year tipping, more than they'd like to. So you almost feel obligated, you know, because it used to be, you know, it's not the conventional 15 to 20% anymore at restaurants or for specialized services. It's the recent optional tipping that shows up on a credit card screen and digital payment apps, or when the suggested tips are higher than the usual percentages.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I see that.
And I see that too, where, you know, and I consider myself a decent tipper. Okay. I will tip way above the average. Okay. But when I look at that screen after, you know, they've already swiped my card, they've captured my information, they've given it back to me, mm-hmm. I've reviewed the bill, or I give it the tab to review the bill. And, you know, so I'm looking at it, and it's got these options now, and it's you know, 15%, 20%. 35%, 45%, you know, and I'm learning, like, I usually consider myself to be a good tipper. I like when I could just write in mm-hmm. the dollar figure that I was going to tip. Now I have to do math in my head. When I'm trying to think, well,
but you don't though, because normally they give you what the amount is, because most people can't do math on a check.
No, I'm talking about when they hand the tablet to me, it doesn't have the dollar amount on it.
Oh, okay.
Of what the tip would be, or at least I'm not paying attention. I don't know.
Okay.
But you know, typically I will tip much higher than what a 20% would be. But then I can't figure it out in my brain.
Yeah.
When confronted with 35%, 40%, and then like 45% seems like really high. I'm not saying that I'm you know, I don't think that that the folks don't deserve it. They do. They deserve to make it because they make crap like base wages.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they really basically live on tips.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why. But then when I'm just faced with doing the math, that's the struggle for me.
Well, and we may have some servers that weigh in on this and they don't like this, but something that I do pretty often is when I get the check, I'll just decide what the total is I want to pay, and I'll write that in the total, and then in the tip line, I'll just write the word math, and let somebody else figure it out.
Yeah, okay.
Because, I mean, I want to figure that out.
Anyway, so all of this breaks down to about an extra $37.80 per month, or about $1.26 per day. Now, that, you know, for some office workers, that may seem low. If they're strong-armed into tips at casual, you know, counter service lunch spots, or encouraged mm-hmm. to tip more than they want to for ride shares or their morning coffee, you know, but still. You know, it's $1.26 a day. I don't have a problem with that. You know, an extra $37.80 in a month, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, especially when most of us will drop $6 or $7 for some stupid coffee drink every day.
Yeah, exactly. So what's $2 more?
Right.
You know, to throw in there, I don't have a problem with that. But you know, but I guess it's, if for me, it's not. I don't have an issue with a suggested tip for, you know, for restaurant workers. That's, yes.
Sure.
But, you know, but every single place now, pretty soon, we're going to be in Kroger.
Yeah.
And it's going to come up on the screen, You know, would you like to tip your cashier?
Well, you know, frequently when at, you know, on our Thursday night pop-up concerts at Three Roads, which is tomorrow night, you know, sometimes I'll show up with a pie like from Domino's or something.
Yes.
And so I order it from home.
Yeah.
I drive to the store.
Yeah.
I walk in and pick it up and pay for it.
Yes.
And the stupid little screen even asked me if I want to tip just the girl who's handing me my pizza.
That's what we're talking about here.
Why does that person need a tip?
This is what the tipping epidemic that they're talking about in the story. That's what they're arguing. That's the argument of some people.
Yes.
You know, now if you think that the person at Domino's that went to the rack, read the thing, brought it out, handed you your pizza, if you think they are deserving of money, well then great.
I mean,
you know, but if they're getting paid a decent wage, it's the servers that are not making enough. They're paid such a low base wage. Because they make, and it's not even a because, they're just paid such a low base wage, or they were in the past, that, you know, they have to make it up with tips.
Well, they still are.
They still are?
There are some servers today that make like $5 an hour.
That's crazy.
Because they get, you know, because they get tips. But how?
Yeah, but still. But,
I mean, that's not a guarantee. That's insane.
That's not a guarantee.
I don't even know what minimum wage is now, but $5 is like nothing.
Well, okay, so
was it like $12 or something?
What is minimum wage in Virginia? $12 per hour.
Okay.
Unlike other states, Virginia does not exempt tipped workers from the state mandated minimum wage. For this reason, tipped employees in Virginia are to receive the same minimum wage as all other employees plus earn tips.
I know some that don't.
Really? Well, now. Virginia law.
Which I didn't realize that's illegal.
Okay, this is an old post, so it's until January 1, 2022. Anyway. The state has announced that the minimum wage will rise to $13.50 per hour effective January 1st, 2025, and further increase to $15 per hour. So it's interesting.
Which is why you're going to see a ton more self-service things everywhere.
Sadly, or maybe not, depending on who you ask. But yeah, you're going to see a lot more self-serve kiosks.
Yeah.
Popping up in the food service industry, especially than ever before. You'll see a staffed kitchen, and maybe one counter person.
You see the flame throwing robot dog back there grilling your burgers at Burger King. He's not getting $12 an hour. I guarantee you that.
No, he is not. All right, it is the Mike Show.
That's wrong.
This portion of the broadcast.
He's a good boy back there cooking burgers.
He's a good boy.
Come on.
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Now, here's the exception for me.
Okay.
At Jersey Mike's, I will tip them 100%. Yep.
Yeah. That's That's a damn fine sub.
It is a damn fine sub.
If I do say so myself.
And here's, you know, but here's the thing too. Jersey Mike's, they do their month of giving and their day of giving.
Mm-hmm.
And on the day of giving, they have chosen a nonprofit. And this past time around, it was Humankind.
Yeah.
The entire month, a percentage of the sales were donated to Humankind, but on the day of giving, 100% of the sales went to Humankind.
Yeah. That's from all just, three locations
yeah,
in
from
Lynchburg.
All three locations in Lynchburg.
Yeah.
That is just I will
That's crazy.
I will go out of my way to support Jersey Mike's subs. I will go out of my way to find and buy Jersey Mike's. And you know, this is I'm not bashing on them corporately, and they probably corrected the situation over the years. But in 2011 is when I became familiar with Jersey Mike's here in Lynchburg.
Hmm.
It was the first time I had ever had a Jersey Mike sub. It was in March of 2011. And how do I know this?
I was just thinking it must have been a really good sub because you remember.
Well, number one, it really was a very good sub. It was the best cheesesteak it wasn't the best cheesesteak that I had ever had, but it was the best cheesesteak from a company that still existed.
Yeah.
That makes sense. There was only one better, and that was my friend Christian. He had a place in Pennsylvania called Jimmy V's.
Yeah.
And Jimmy V's priced themselves out of business.
Yeah.
Because Christian... His choice of meats and cuts and ingredients and stuff, it was not self-sustainable. He couldn't afford to stay in business with such high quality. It was incredible. We should have been paying, you know, $30 for that sandwich, and he was pricing it accordingly at like, you know, 8 or 9, and it was just incredible.
Probably one of the best in Lynchburg, though.
Well, the Jersey Mike's Philly cheesesteak, I get the number 56. By the way, that is the Big Kahuna, just slightly under Jimmy V's, and now Jimmy V's is out of business. So that is by default
rightly so,
the best cheesesteak that I've ever had. Now that still exists that I can keep going back and getting.
Yeah, yeah.
So the reason that I know it was March of 2011 is that was the month and year that we were building 93.7 KHF.
Hmm.
So you know, it was that month we put it on the air, and there was a girl that was helping out, working at the counter. In reception at the radio station, and I was hungry and I wanted a sub, and when you know I was from Pennsylvania and I was not familiar with Jersey Mike's at the time, and you know I said, hey, you know, where's the nearest Subway or where's the nearest Sheetz, because you know the MTOs are pretty good.
Yeah, Subway though.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know. So she said, you don't want Subway.
No.
And I said, I don't want Subway. What do I want? And she said, you want Jersey Mike's. And I said, okay, what is Jersey Mike's? And she said, I'll take you to lunch. We're going to go and I'll take you to Jersey Mike's. And so we went to Jersey Mike's and I was blown away because at the time, I don't know if they still do this now, but at the time, Subway would have like the meat was already cooked. And it was in these little paper, paper containers, sitting underneath.
Drop it in there.
Where all the ingredients were, you know, on the other side of the sneeze guard that was barely a sneeze guard, and they would take the meat and they would pop it in the microwave and they would hit boop, doo, doo, and then they would dump it on
delicious.
Your
delicious.
No, but at Jersey Mike's, so at Jersey Mike's. That was not the case. It was the deli counter is right there, and they actually have the meat in the deli counter, and then they've got a little meat freezer refrigerator, and if you'd ordered the cheesesteak, they go, and I'm watching the guy, and he opens the little refrigerator, and he pulls out the slab of meat, and he throws it on the grill, and he's like, and he's adding the onions and the mushrooms and the peppers. And all that.
He's doing a little onion volcano like a hibachi?
No, he's not doing that.
No, he didn't do that.
And then he's doing all that, and he's making it. And then he takes the cheese, and he puts it on the meat that's on the grill. And then, you know, they got my buns or they got my bun that's all prepared there, and it's
sitting, they got your buns
sitting right there. And then he would scoop up the meat, and he would put it lovingly in the bun, in the roll.
So the idea is they make it fresh.
Right there, right in front of you, okay? Right in front of you. And if you get, like, cold cuts, if you get turkey, if you get whatever,
yep.
They take the big slab of meat out of the deli case, they put it on the slicer, and they slice exactly what they need to make your sandwich fresh, okay? And they make it right there in front of you, and it is like a well-oiled machine. And speaking of oil,
oil and vinegar,
you get the juice.
The juice.
That's what they call it. And so,
O.J. Simpson himself.
No, absolutely, positively not.
Not that juice,
Lord. So they get all of that. They put it all together and they roll. And it was here when I took a bite of that cheesesteak, and still to this day. Choir of angels in my mouth.
And honestly, it's true. I mean, Jersey Mike's is one of our sponsors, but you talk about the cheesesteaks there all the time.
No, but dude, here's the thing. I am not a corporate whore.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't have to.
You're a different kind.
I am a chef in the bedroom, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I don't have to endorse a product. Okay,
right.
I am not obligated to tell this story. There's nothing in a contract that we have.
Well, and I don't mean you talk about it all the time on the air, like off air when we're having conversations about lunch and where we're going to eat.
I do.
You talk about it all the time.
But I'm not a corporate whore, and I do not have to endorse a product. I will do endorsement deals, but here's the catch. I will only endorse products that I personally love.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've never made any company sign an endorsement deal, but I'm available for that. Guys, I'm available for that.
Like the Thighmaster. You really endorsed that thing and the Shake Weight.
It was Suzanne Summers.
You love that.
And oh yeah, I mean, I would do anything.
Sweating
for her.
To the oldies.
Yeah, yeah.
You love that.
All that. And so, but point being, I don't have to talk about a product like I love it.
Nope.
I talk about a product because I actually do love it.
Yep.
So to have a company like Jersey Mike Subs, they were our first advertiser. They were the first advertiser on 93.7 KHF, and now they're still with us exclusively on Radio 434.
Yeah.
So I talk about the product because I absolutely positively love it. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. I absolutely positively love those guys. They do a fantastic job. They always have. When it was Billy Craft Honda, they did a fantastic job. And now it's pretty much, you know, most, if not all, the same folks from Billy Craft are still there at CMA's. And that company is an employee-owned company. And I really dig that about them. And I love the product. The Hondas are fantastic products. All of their product lines at all the CMA stores locally, they're just top notch. They're great people and really, really community minded. You know, you would think that a bigger company coming in and, you know, purchasing a hometown company might not have the best local community involvement, et cetera, et cetera. No. Mm. They're fantastic. They really are. They're very, very involved in the community. So my point being, getting back to food. So when I tell that story about you know, my first Jersey Mike sub here, I really do mean it. And getting them to be an advertiser was just kind of happenstance. I ate my food and then I wanted to talk about it on the air. And I wanted to promote the product and do more with it because it was such a good product.
Yeah.
Not because I was sniffing around trying to get an advertiser. I asked them if I could, you know, get into the contact information for their marketing department. And they said, well, the owner's in back. His name is Scott. And I was like, okay. And the girl said, do you want me to go see if he's available? And I said, yes, please. Which is not really that's not typical in the advertising solicitation business.
Yeah.
And then later, he told me after we had been doing business for years, he told me that when she went back, he said, did you already tell him I was here? And she said, yeah. And he goes, all right, I'll go see him. And so he came out, and I thanked him. I was like, you know, Scott, thank you so much. This was one of the best experiences I've had. This is one of the best meals I've had. It's a tremendous sandwich, and I would love to talk about it on my show. You know, can we talk about, doing something together like that? And he said, yeah, absolutely. And I gave him a proposal later on, and boom, he signed it, and we've been doing business ever since. So there you go. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Yep.
Coming up, we are going to get really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. Stay tuned.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area. And our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
five
random facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really probably none of our business.
Yeah.
But, and you don't want us knowing that stuff anyway.
Yeah, there's laws that'll actually protect you.
But
from us knowing stuff about you,
if you say,
call your lawyer.
Well, you got to fill out a HIPAA form, and it's a whole process.
Oh, I was talking about like a protective order or something.
I know nothing about
that.
That'll
work too.
All right, but if you say any of these five random facts back, wherever the heck you happen to be, somebody in the room is bound to say,
"Wow,
maybe I don't know."
Maybe not.
All right, here we go. Number one, numero uno. There was a tradition in ancient Greek theater that character deaths almost never happened on stage. No matter how important the characters were, deaths almost always occurred off stage and were announced by a messenger, with the body sometimes being shown later. Number two.
Okay.
I wonder if that's going to be in Winnie the Pooh Kangaroos.
Oh, probably.
They'll announce the death of Al or something.
That important of a character.
Number two. The last time a third-party candidate got any electoral votes. This is what's wrong with our system. By the way.
This and the peanut butter and jelly that's sold in the same jar. What the hell?
That is just horrible.
That's like, I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, that's just terrible.
Those two things together,
No, not at all. That's what's wrong.
Yeah.
The last time a third party candidate got any electoral votes was in 1968. George Wallace ran on a platform promoting segregation. Now, that's not what's wrong with that. Him and his platform is not what I'm saying is right.
But he actually got some electoral votes?
Oh, yeah. In Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia at the time, it was 1968. So not a great time for diversity. But the first part of this...
Yeah.
The third party candidate thing. Okay, I'm a libertarian. Did you know that?
No, I mean, I know you read a lot of books, but I didn't...
not a librarian. Well, anyway, so...
pretty sure that's what that means.
No, it isn't.
Just a different pronunciation.
But do you ever see any third-party candidate getting up in the national debates?
No.
You do not.
Nope.
Because they have strict rules to limit those things and have them. It's only you see the Democrat runners, you see the Republican runners. They're all in their primaries and they're all debating, but each one of them is either in the Democrat Party or the Republican Party. You do not see any third party candidates in these things. So that's one of the many, many things that I think should be changed.
Yeah, that
in our
seems kind of
what, that only two parties get to be on national television and in front of the national spotlight? Yeah. And
exactly. And the peanut butter and jelly thing. I'm still kind of, because that's, I mean, I dig a good PB&J sandwich, but don't put them in the same jar.
I know.
Why would you?
Number three. There's a city called Rome on every continent besides Antarctica or Uncle Artica. There are a few in the United States. There's also one in Ecuador, Australia, Indonesia, Lesotho? Lesotho?
Why not?
The hell is Lesotho? And, of course, Italy.
Yeah.
With an I.
Were any of those, built in a day? Any of those cities?
Negative.
Okay.
Number four. Bohemian Rhapsody started the music video trend. Queen made a phenomenal video for the song back in 1975. It was such a hit that record companies started making videos for all hit songs.
Hmm.
And then there was this little thing called MTV that popped up years later that actually at one point used to play music videos.
Yeah, believe it or not, the M in MTV it does not stand for millennial.
Yeah. Number five, the first missing child on a milk carton was...
Eton Pets.
No, 12-year-old John Gosch.
That's what I said.
G-O-S-C-H. Gosch. From West Des Moines, Iowa. He went missing in 1982. He was on a milk carton in 1984. Sadly, he has never been found. He would be 54 years old today. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep. The Mike Show. It is the Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place said sounds.
You're going to get them.
In your ear holes.
You're going to get those sounds.
I am looking for... nice post, Rob.
Yeah.
That is actually pretty epic.
Shanks.
Let me find... I should have just gone to Three Roads and looked for... Here, let me find Three Roads and go to the events and pull this up. Where is it? There it is.
Do that.
There
it is. Go to that thing and...
I'm going to the thing.
Pull that other thing up and...
I'm doing it. Okay.
Click the click that thing right there.
Doing and, that and, too. All right,
yeah,
here,
there you
share
go.
Screen, boom.
There
right.
you go.
So, coming up tomorrow, as a matter of fact, it is our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series. Do you like the graphic?
I do.
I made that.
Sweet.
I know. I made other graphics, too, that I'm going to show you.
Well, I've seen some of your other graphics.
Yeah. It's the Mic'd Up pop-up concert series at Three Roads each and every Thursday from 5 to 7 for happy hour. We are there, and we bring a musical guest. This Thursday is no exception. Todd Picht is our musical guest, and this is going to be the first performance that Todd has done, a first live, out-and-about concert performance that he's done in about 10 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So
now, is he just singer-songwriter, or does he have a small band with him, or is he...
He's just going to play acoustic, and it's
okay.
just him. And we're really looking forward to having Todd join us. We're going to have a Q&A. We're going to talk with Todd, learn about him, learn about his music, learn about his comings up. And it's going to be really, really cool.
And it's always a cool atmosphere, and it's always a lot of fun.
It will either be totally packed out, as we have had in concerts past, or it'll be a listening room. And either way, it's a totally, totally cool experience.
Yeah.
Come out to our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series at Three Roads just about every Thursday. Now, there are some Thursdays that we don't do.
Like last Thursday.
Last Thursday, because we had Three for Madness on Saturday, which was a huge concert event.
Oh, yeah. If you missed that.
Great turnout. We can't thank the folks enough for coming out. We had three great bands. We had food trucks. We had three bands. Three food trucks and a whole slew of vendors.
Way more than three doggos, though.
Yeah, way
lots
more.
Lots of dogs.
It was such a great time.
No cats, ironically, though.
There were plenty of cats. They were all in the cat house.
Well, I mean, which they weren't out and around like with the doggos.
No, well, the cats stay pretty much in the cat house. Back. They were in our backstage area.
Okay,
and they were kind of milling around our backstage area. Yeah. So come on out Thursday, 5 to 7, for our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series. It's Happy Hour at Three Roads. All right, so now I want to show you.
Okay. Show me.
I want to show you this other graphic that I designed.
Okay.
Real quick. Wait. I'm in the events tab. Go to the posts and here. Let me scroll. Here we go. You dig this guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's...
There you go. May 4th is yours to conquer.
Yeah. Of course, May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole...
Hashtag MT4DDMO. You'll learn more.
DMO.
Yep, you'll learn more.
Okay.
And if you follow Three Roads social media, you'll learn what this means in about a day or two.
Okay.
Okay,
that's gonna be a fun event, though. I'm
excited. We want to encourage you to come out for our May the 4th hashtag MT4DDMO event that's going to be taking place on Saturday evening, and we have a musical guest who's going to be joining us, and we're going to be interviewing said musical guest on the Friday show.
Nice.
So and so much more. Follow what we're doing with our partnership at Three Roads.
Yeah, and we're just getting started, like, with busy season, and I mean, there's so much good stuff coming.
Well, and then if you're a fan of the Three Roads,
which obviously,
and if you're a fan if you're a fan of brew pubs in general, you can also join us at the Farmville location throughout the year. We're going to be taking our little show on the road and hopping on down the bunny trail to Farmville. But wait, there's more. We are also going to be hopping on down the bunny trail to Ballad Brewing in Danville.
Okay, yeah.
And that place, if you have not seen Ballad Brewing in Danville, it's an old tobacco warehouse, and it's in the warehouse area. And it is huge. It's cavernous. And it's beautiful. Absolutely a beautiful, beautiful tap room. All this old, wood, big, heavy wood beams and brick. And it's just, it's cool. It's really cool. So,
and beer.
And beer, of course. So we're going to be hopping on down the bunny trail there, too. And heading on down to Ballad Brewing throughout the year as well.
A lot more bunny trails than you would think in Virginia. A lot of people don't realize the sheer number of bunny trails that there are.
Lots of bunny trails.
We're actually known for that around here. Or maybe we should be. I don't know.
We should be. Eli Lev is going to be joining us on Friday, May the 3rd.
Okay.
And then Eli is going to be performing at Three Roads in Lynchburg on May the 4th.
Nice.
Okay. So here's the thing. I'll give you a little hint about what you can do with us at Three Roads on May the 4th. If you want to dress up like your favorite Star Wars character.
Who doesn't, first of all?
Second, if you want to wear maybe your best Kentucky Derby outfit. Or thirdly, if you would like to celebrate Cinco de Mayo with your attire, with your garb, with your wear, or a combination of all three. So if you want to dress as Chewbacca wearing a sombrero and or a pretty derby hat and a poncho.
Yeah.
Bonus points.
Don't come in on a horse. Don't
you can ride in on a horse. Just don't bring him in the tap room.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, don't leave him in the parking lot.
Doggos, yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or what about mini horses?
Oh,
they're just like big dogs.
I would just say yes to the mini horse.
Yeah, we'll let that go.
You want to bring your mini horse in the tap room? Just clean up after him.
Yeah.
Three Roads, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, May the 4th. It's yours to conquer. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Coming up, did we run a commercial? Other than the live one that we just did.
No, I don't think so.
We need to run a commercial then.
Okay.
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF. All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Okay, we're going to skip directly to viral videos. There is an annual contest in Belgium where people try to do the best seagull impression. Not Steven Seagal.
Okay.
Seagull.
Huh.
A 9-year-old from Great Britain. There he is. That's Cooper. He's trending after he won the under-18 group with a near-perfect score. He was also dressed in a seagull costume. Here he is. A mom in California, her name is Emily King, is going viral after she accidentally sent out an Evite for her kid's first birthday party to hundreds of contacts in her telephone. That's not even the worst of it. That would include how they are named in her phone, like Derek Eyeroll.
I saw this.
And Jess hit her car in the parking lot. People that she really didn't know, but that's how she identified them. But here is here's her talking about it, I believe.
I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. Not only did it invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone, but it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. Derek Eyeroll, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot. I have to quit or get a new identity.
Let's see. Let's skip that for stupid criminals. The Simpsons killed off a minor character who's been on the show since the first season. Larry was one of the guys that would be seated around the bar at Moe's Tavern. He was a fictional 42 years old. He was a fictional 42 years old. Here's the scene along with Homer's attitude.
Unlike most of the Simpson characters who are real.
Well, some of them.
Okay.
Like Mayor West.
Well, okay.
You know, and then Mayor Wild West. Yeah. I mean, come on.
All right.
They're in The Simpsons, right?
I don't know.
Oh, no, they're in Family Guy. Oh, my God. I just committed like a mortal sin. They're all
I never heard of those.
They're all Family Guy characters.
Okay.
Simpsons did it first. Simpsons did it.
Shut up. Here's the scene, along with Homer's attitude of having to go to the funeral.
Get the hell out of here, all of you.
Huh? Boss, whoa, come.
We're leaving.
You too, Slumpo.
Slumpo? I don't like the sound of that squish.
Guys, I think Larry's dead. I don't know why we had to come here. Funerals are stupid. You're all excused from coming to mine.
Good, I had some that day anyway. I didn't have anything that day.
Anyway. The TMZ special with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone was on last night. They were asked if there was an action star Mount Rushmore, who would be the two stars that would round it out with them? And here is what they said.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like right. Rich Park in bodybuilding, that
right.
spent time with me and talked to right. me. The fourth guy you have to come up with.
I think it goes to Bruce. He's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy, whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films. Like Die Hard's a classic, and those things don't go away.
Yeah, classic Christmas movie.
No.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood, Bruce Willis, two others that would round out Mount Rushmore with Sly Stallone and Arnold. Let's see. Okay, so if you are in an industry that makes you sign a non-compete clause, so we've had this, especially in the media industry,
mm-hmm.
and we've had this come up a number of times. I personally never made any of our staff sign a non-compete.
Yeah,
I figured, you know, we were the best place for them to work. We were the best station in town, and if they wanted to go to number two,
yeah.
Bye. See you later. If they wanted to jump ship and go somewhere else, let them. I'm not going to force them to not, and I'm not going to force them out of the business.
Yeah.
So go on. If you don't want to work for number one, there's number two. Go on, go see them. Well, the FTC has officially, this is the Federal Trade Commission, they've officially banned non-compete clauses. which stopped workers from being able to seek employment at similar companies after leaving their jobs.
Wow.
Here is Federal Trade Commission Chair Lena Khan.
Khan! Khan!
All right.
Khan! Yeah.
Announcing the news.
The FTC has finalized a rule that will eliminate the vast majority of non-compete clauses in people's contracts. A non-compete clause is a provision that basically prevents people from taking a job with a competitor or starting a competing business, usually within a particular geographic area and for a certain period of time.
Yep, it is. And we had that come up.
Like SETI Alpha 6.
Exactly. So we had that come up. No.
This is SETI Alpha 6.
All right.
So we had that come up when we hired a particular newscaster for our show at one point, and then was told that this particular newscaster, Mitch informed us that she had a non-compete and that she couldn't work for us. Probably well over a year. So I researched it, it was 6 months, and she actually was, away from the biz for 2 months, 3 months maybe. And so I asked her to sit out on the sidelines, and we still paid her, but I asked her to sit out on the sidelines for 3 months, and then she came back. So this was after she went and covered a news story for us. And got more views on the Facebook Live video than the other news station did. And then that's when we were informed.
Yeah, probably.
That she had a non-compete.
Not a coincidence.
No, not a coincidence. But that was Federal Trade Commission Chair Lena
Khan!
We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception for administrative. You know, it's Administrative Professionals Day today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Formerly known as Secretary's Day.
Right.
Here's comedian Maria Bamford on her old secretarial days.
I miss the excitement of secretarial work, you know, because every day I'd wake up, I didn't know if I was going to go in and file something or type something or like file something I typed. And I decided that the worse the job is, the more excited the temporary representative seems to be about it.
Hello, Maria. This is Judy from TRC Staffing in Glendale. Good morning. I have an incredible opportunity here for you today. $5 an hour, alphanumerical filing in an industrial warehouse. I thought of you first.
I kept expecting it to get worse.
Hello, Maria. This is Judy. Tijuana, Mexico. Loading fruit trucks. You need to be there in a half hour, corporate dress. Hello, Maria. This is it. I have a feeling.
Temptaperm, Thailand. You are sold into prostitution. But there is free parking.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and you know what to do. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. And we've got the good news. It's all brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
Okay, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. Well, stick a fork in this relationship. It's actually too late. Police near Augusta, Georgia got a call about a domestic dispute Sunday night. Unfortunately, there had been a stabbing. Wait, sorry, that was the wrong one.
Stabbing!
The victim was in the middle of a big argument with his on-again, off-again girlfriend. Things turned physical. She grabbed a fork. She stabbed him in the butt.
Oh, jeez.
She told police she just poked his butt. But he described it as a full-on stabbing. Thankfully, it sounds like he'll survive. They could have arrested her for assault, but she left and the boyfriend decided not to press charges. Police say they advised the man on how to get a temporary restraining order. Okay, then there's this. A guy in Canada was ticketed for driving his car using vice grips in place of a steering wheel. The same thing happened 10 years ago in Australia. Here is a clip from YouTube of a guy showing another guy how it works.
How you drive? Turn the wheel. Turn the steering wheel. Let me see the steering wheel turn. God, what the... I've never seen no like that in my life!
All right, there's
good... I mean, what could go wrong?
No, what could possibly go wrong? There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A Girl Scout in Pennsylvania organized a prom dress giveaway on Sunday and collected over 150 dresses plus shoes. She's only in the fifth grade, but decided to do it after she found out a girl that she knew couldn't afford a dress. Here's Chloe Britt talking about why she decided to put this all together.
My friend wasn't able to afford dresses, so we bought some for her. That's the reason I did this prom closet.
All right, there you go. And that's the good news.
Yeah. What if she has any cookies left?
It is the Mike Show.
Those are good.
Coming up, we've got parting shots. But first, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by...
Denny's.
No.
Oh.
The United Way of Central Virginia. They sponsor the good news.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living.
United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Way, UnitedWayCV.org is the website. Where's Rob?
I left.
He's in the ether.
Yeah.
All right, there he is.
I'm still being decoded.
Encrypted,
as it were.
Let's see. Let me do one more thing real quick.
Decrypted?
Before we head out. Let's see. Three Roads. Events. Upcoming events. Events. Hey there. I'm looking for the graphic. It's loading. Alright, let me hit this share screen.
Hit it.
Share
there. That junk.
Boom. Sorry, I could have had that prepared, but I didn't. Join us on Thursday. That's tomorrow.
Yep.
From 5 until 7 p.m. for our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series. It's during Happy Hour at Three Roads with Happy Hour pricing on select Three Roads beers. You can get that. You can enjoy a brew with us. Todd Picht is our musical guest who will be performing for us.
Yep.
And we're going to learn about... It's more of a... You know, I was describing them as more of like a Tiny Desk concert, but they don't ask questions during Tiny Desk concert. They just play,
yeah.
And then that's it. And it's they got a little tiny desk there. But we have a whole tap room, okay?
Yeah.
Which, by the way,
full sized.
Which, by the way, is totally rearranged now.
I haven't been in there.
At my suggestion, we moved the couches that I always thought were. Like totally in the way.
Yep.
And a total misuse of space. So the couches are over where our stage area used to be.
Mm.
And that is a little lounge area because they got the couches and they got the table and then they got a couple chairs over there. And then it's flanked by tables. And then so the whole middle space is now tables. And then the two big tables, they kind of guide you to the bar area.
Hmm.
It's a great setup.
Cool.
Bree and I talked about table placement and furniture placement and stuff. And so she made it happen. She's the new taproom manager. So go see her. She has done more in 2 weeks. It's night and day.
Yep.
The setup is a little bit different. So we're gonna do like we use the middle space now. You know where the speaker usually is?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the stage area is.
Nice.
So that makes
sense.
It does. It's right in the middle of the tap room.
Yeah.
Everybody can see it. Everybody can hear it. Because when the artists are way over there in the corner, not everybody can hear or see the
artist.
Especially
when there's a lot of conversation happening.
Or when the place is packed out, when you're all the way over maybe where the dartboards are, you might not necessarily be able to see the artist with all the people standing up in front of you and waiting in line to get a beer. Now, the musician and the artist are going to be right there, visible to everyone.
Yeah.
So,
you know what you are, Mike?
What am I?
You're a mover and a shaker.
Well, you know, I hope it's nothing serious. The tremors, that is. But anyway, no, we're attempting to make things happen.
Yeah.
So join us.
Yeah, it'd be cool. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, Thursday, 5 to 7, Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg for our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series with Todd Picht. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?